Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The re-election of Donald Trump has drawn quite the reaction from the international community, especially its leaders. China is bracing for unpredictability in its ties with the United States after the last Trump administration resulted in a trade war and a relationship turned sour. Trump has promised to slap blanket 60% tariffs on all Chinese imports, and even higher if Beijing makes a move to invade Taiwan. French President Emmanuel Macron told a leaders' gathering Thursday that Europe must seize control of its own history at a decisive moment for the continent. There has been a strategic awakening among us Europeans, and we must embrace it. We cannot delegate our security to the Americans forever. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said on Thursday he wants to work alongside Trump in tackling the dangerous new developments concerning North Korea's entry into Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I also look forward to sit down with President Trump and to navigate how collectively we'll make sure that we face this threat and that we keep our part of the world safe.
Israeli airstrikes pummeled Lebanon's capital, Beirut, overnight. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli airstrikes pounded Lebanon's capital, Beirut, overnight. In the silence of Beirut's November night, several large Israeli airstrikes pummeled buildings around the capital's southern suburbs. One of the sites targeted was next to Beirut's international airport. By the morning, Beirut's skyline was covered by a thick film of smoke from the Israeli strikes overnight. Israel invaded Lebanon in early October. Since long before that, Israel has also been carrying out waves of airstrikes against what it says are Hezbollah targets throughout the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
According to medics on Thursday, an Israeli strike has killed 10 Palestinians and wounded several others in a school in the Shati refugee camp in Gaza City. This is VOA News. Dozens of Russian drones have targeted the Ukrainian capital Kyiv in a nighttime attack that lasted 8 hours. Russia was keeping up its relentless pounding of Ukraine after almost 1,000 days of war. At least two people were reported injured. With reports of North Korean soldiers already fighting for Russia, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol isn't ruling out supplying weapons to Ukraine. Now, depending on the level of North Korean involvement, we will gradually adjust our support strategy in phases. This means that we are not ruling out the possibility of providing weapons. International support is crucial for Ukraine to sustain the costly war. Uncertainty over how long some of that aid will continue has deepened with the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States, as he has repeatedly taken issue with U.S. aid to Ukraine, but said during campaigning that he would bring peace in Ukraine within 24 hours, but has given few details on how he would seek to do this. The end of a coalition is not the end of the world. It is a political crisis that we must and will put behind us. Germany's President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said on Thursday he was prepared to dissolve parliament and clear the way for new elections following the collapse of Chancellor Olaf Scholz's three-way coalition, warning all parties to act responsibly. Scholz said he would submit to a confidence vote in parliament after the departure of Finance Minister Christian Lindner's Free Democrats left his government without a legislative majority. Only after a lost confidence vote does Steinmeier have the power to call new elections. Wild winds have fueled a Southern California wildfire that has forced thousands to evacuate. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as fire continues to rip through communities around Camarillo, California for a second day today. The blaze exploded in size in just a few hours, and the Ventura County Fire Department said late Wednesday there was 0% containment. Officials in several Southern California counties are urging residents to watch for fast-spreading blazes, power outages, and fallen trees in the latest round of Santa Ana winds. I'm Donna Water.
Mozambican police fired tear gas and weapons to disperse protesters on Thursday morning in Maputo for the biggest demonstration yet against the October 9th disputed election. Human rights groups say at least 18 people have been killed in the police crackdown on the protests over the vote, which extended ruling party Frelimo's 5 decades in power. Civil society groups and Western observers have said the election was unfair and that results were altered. Thursday has been dubbed the Day of Freedom by presidential candidate Venancio Mondlane, who commands a strong following among the country's disenchanted youth. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.